Balancing the demands of athletic excellence and achievement in the classroom, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Alan Lytle, sitting in this week for Tom Goodell. UK Athletics posted a 3.218 cumulative grade point average for the recently concluded spring semester, its best showing since 2003. In fact, 18 of UK's 20 teams posted GPAs better than 3.0, a significant achievement given the increasing time demands on student athletes. Here to talk about the student side of that equation is communications major Bria Goss, a junior guard with the UK women's basketball team. Welcome to UK Perspectives.
Hi.
What is a typical day like for you?
A typical day like for me is very busy. I get up in the morning and I usually have a short little breakfast. And then I get out and either have a workout or I have a practice to go to. After that, I go to CATS and get some study hours in. And then whatever, depending on what time my classes start is when I go to my classes.
And CATS, of course, is the academic support program. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, they set you up for nothing but success. We have great tutors. I have an amazing athletic advisor, Tiffany Hayden, and she's done an amazing job with our program and the tennis team both. And I really think that when you have such great support around others or other people, it just makes you want to do things. It makes you want to work harder. It motivates you. You're more committed to other things outside of the court or whatever sport you're playing.
Obviously, the goal is basketball excellence. What about the classroom excellence and you know, kind of reaching your goals and what that's like?
I know Coach always tells us to sit in the front of the class, so I really take that to heart. I like sitting up there and making sure the teacher knows that I'm present every day and ready to learn. We miss a lot of classes due to away games. So just introducing ourselves at the beginning of the class and really letting them know that we're here to study. We're here for a reason, to represent our school in a positive way.
And talk about some of the challenges that you face with the balance of basketball excellence and also excelling in the classroom.
It's tough. I know my freshman year I really struggled as far as there just wasn't enough hours in the day. I would go and talk to Tiffany, like, "Tiff, I'm missing another class, and this is the third week in a row." Just having like that tutor support and her support and getting things done early, I really learned is really the way to go. And they're really understanding the professors are.
That was going to be my next question. Is that you have to establish a rapport with your professors and help them understand that this is my life. This is how it's going to work here at the University of Kentucky.
Exactly. And I mean, they're really flexible. As long as you let them know early or you turn stuff in early, you're on the way for greatness. And I think that's really what I've learned. And having that good bond, that connection with your professors is also a really good way to go.
All right. Now, you're a communications major. So what drew you to that, and how do you hope to apply that degree once your basketball playing days are over, long, long from now?
I got into it with Tiffany once again. She put me in a few comp classes, and I think I really got into interpersonal communications. And I really liked learning about why we do certain things and relationships, conflicts, things like that. And just to take it to another level, I wanted to see if I could apply it to basketball, and hopefully I can be some kind of sports analysis or even my ultimate goal is, and don't laugh, I would like to have my own talk show one day just on TV. And, I would go in for, a little 30-minute segment just about learning about people's stories and how they got to where they are, even facing the struggles that they go through.
And, that kind of brings up Matthew Mitchell has a high-profile weekly show. What do you do with that?
Well, and I was just talking to Slacks here about how I'm going to be interning with her this year, this upcoming fall, and hopefully I can get my own segment and just really learn the business and walk around and see what it's about.
And what will that segment be?
What
would you, if you had your druthers, what would it be?
Something similar to what Keela Snowden did. She had a segment with Keeping Up with the Cats with Keela, and what she did was go around and see how things were on campus and really talking to other, not even people on our team, but, other athletic programs.
Final question. What would you say to basketball fans who only know that side of you as a person?
As basketball?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot more to me. I'm a really big family-oriented person. I'm really big on relationships. I love to have fun. I have learned to love to study. learning is a lot more fun to me than what it's been. And I think that, you know, if I could just sit down with all of the Big Blue Nation, I think they would really be fond of me.
We want to thank you very much for your time today, Bria.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Bria Goss, UK student athlete. Our complete UK Perspectives interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Alan Lytle.